You're listening to Central Time. I'm Veronica Rickert.
And I'm Rob Ferret. Coming up, so far, three generals have been nominated to key advisory roles in President-elect Donald Trump's cabinet and White House staff. We'll talk about what generals will bring to the White House and what it could mean for Trump's approach to governing.
First, January 21st is scheduled to be Donald Trump's first full day in office. It may also be the day of the biggest mobilization this country has seen in response to a presidential inauguration.
The planned Women's March on Washington is set for the 21st. It already has over 100,000 dedicated marchers, according to Facebook numbers. According to organizers, the march is a rally, not a protest, trying to make the point that women's rights are human rights. That's a line the march is borrowing from a speech by Hillary Clinton.
Emily Crockett is with us now. She's a staff writer covering gender issues at Vox.com, where she wrote a piece called The Women's March on Washington Explained. Emily, welcome to Central Time.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Well, can you tell us where the idea for this march came from?
Well, it emerged in a very grassroots, organic way on Facebook. And this is according to organizers, who the march now has organizers. It's evolved quite a bit since it first began, but it actually started in the pro-Hillary Clinton Pantsuit Nation secret Facebook group. This is a massive group. It has like 4 million members, which started as a pro-Hillary Clinton group for people who were excited to elect the first woman president, and has morphed into kind of a political organizing group and a place for people to share their stories and grieve and all of that. So a grandmother she first invited, you know, 40 of her friends to march in Washington against Trump with her, and then that call went viral, and so that ended up on the Pantsuit Nation Facebook group. And then from there, you know, there were just so many members there that it just spread. Then there were a whole bunch of other marches. You know, women were just spreading the word and saying that this seems like a great idea to march in Washington against Trump, because a lot of women fear for their civil liberties in a Trump administration. He is an alleged serial sexual predator. It's not clear that he will do much, if anything, for women's rights, and that he might roll them back, whether it's reproductive rights or protections for women in the workplace. So women, and there's also just the frustration and the anger over having the chance to elect the first woman president, who is also a feminist who highlights women's issues, to have that chance taken away from them. And so there's a lot of energy behind it.
It's interesting because the way you describe it, it sounds like a march against Donald Trump and what could be the agenda with women in his presidency. But on the other hand, it sounds like people who are taking part don't want to call it a protest per se. They want to call it something else. So what is this march?
Right. Well, yes, they are absolutely calling it a rally and a march rather than a protest. For practical purposes, I think a lot of people are motivated by protesting Trump, but the message of the rally is an affirmative one. It is, you know, the official statement says that it is affirming that women's rights are human rights. And the sad truth is, I think, that when you say that, it shouldn't be a partisan statement, but of course, that is a famous line from Hillary Clinton's speech in China, that women's rights are human rights. And it's certainly an implicit critique of Trump, which suggests that, you know, that he may not consider women's rights to be human rights, or but the positive framing there is to send a message to the Trump administration that if it wasn't planning to prioritize women's rights and women's lives before, it definitely should consider doing so now. Now there are other events that are explicit protests. There have been strikes. There was supposed to be one yesterday. Women protesting the election results, but these particular marches are more affirmative of women's lives and rights and the issues that women want to fight for in that. So it's more for that than explicitly against Trump, but certainly there is an anti-Trump element to it.
Now, it sounds like over 100,000 people on Facebook already say that they're planning to attend. Now, these are Facebook confirmations. It doesn't mean these are set in stone. But if that is the case, that it is 100,000 people, perhaps more, where would that place this particular march in history against other mobilizations like it?
It would certainly be it would be a pretty historically large march. So it would definitely be the biggest mobilization specifically around a presidential inauguration that we've seen. There were tens of thousands of protesters against Nixon in the heyday of the Vietnam era. There were also a number of protesters against George W. Bush's first inauguration over the Supreme Court issue. And the other aspect here is where it sits in the history of marches on Washington. So it is called the Women's March on Washington. It was originally going to be called the Million Women's March, but they quickly realized that that would be not the best idea because there was already a Million Women's March in 1997, specifically of black women in Philadelphia. And so the organizers realized they said that would probably not be respectful to use that same name. And there are some in the group who say that using the March on Washington name at all is sort of an appropriation of Martin Luther King's 1963 March on Washington. The organizers, by the way, they were all white women to begin with, and there were some diversity issues and critiques related to that. But since then, they have put together a pretty diverse group of co-chairs. The three of the four co-chairs are women of color activists, many of whom led a march against police brutality and for criminal justice reform. They say that the March in Washington, that using that name, you know, that other notable marches have also use that framing, and that it's in that they are explicitly honoring Dr. King, that they are promoting the Kingian principles of nonviolence, that it's that they are continuing in his tradition rather than trying to sort of, you know, erase and appropriate his work.
We're talking with Emily Crockett right now, staff writer covering gender issues at Vox.com, talking about the upcoming March on Washington, Women's March on Washington, which is set for January 21st. And Emily, in your piece, it sounds like part of this may have been that some women had plane tickets to go to Washington to see, they thought, Hillary Clinton, the first woman president, be inaugurated. And now they may want to use those plane tickets, not have to lose out on that, but are doing something else. Is that part of this? People have already had the travel plans.
Oh, that's definitely part of it. I don't know if that's actually the primary motivator, but I think it's definitely something that will get a lot of people down there who maybe wouldn't have already gone. But I've also heard, anecdotally at least, a lot of stories from people who have bought plane tickets specifically for this march, including, you know, people whose mothers have never marched in any protest before, but they think that this is important enough that they're going to fly to Washington, D.C. and do this.
Do we know anything about the rest of the program? Apparently, there will also be entertainers, speakers, a lot of the other sorts of highlights of this sort of mobilization. Is any of that out there yet?
Not that I've seen. A lot of the program is still in the works. The other thing that's in the works and that has been causing a lot of controversy and confusion is actually just the basic permit issues. There were some headlines ricocheting around the internet saying that the Women's March would be barred from the Lincoln Memorial as if it was, like, specifically targeted at them. This isn't the case. The Park Service is going to be building a big stage at the Lincoln Memorial for inauguration. It's going to take time to dismantle that, and it's just going to be a big construction site, apparently, that probably would not be safe for 100,000 people to march through. Nonetheless, there's some controversy over, you know, whether people's free speech rights are being infringed upon through this by the Park Service. Emily. But the Yes, go ahead.
No, go ahead.
But the organizers are saying that like the permits have not been secured yet, but they will be. It will just be at a different location nearby the Lincoln Memorial, and they're telling people don't change your flights. This is definitely happening, and they're in conversations with the Park Service now.
Emily, thanks a lot for joining us today.
All right. Thank you so much for having me.
That was Emily Crockett, staff writer covering gender issues for Vox.com. And she's joining us there to talk about the upcoming Women's March on Washington, which is scheduled for January 21st.
Coming up, President-elect Donald Trump has named three generals so far to top roles in his upcoming administration. We'll talk about the unique intersection of the military and the White House coming up in just a bit. I'm Rob Ferret.
And I'm Veronica Rickert. You're listening to Central Time on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio.